From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
This is what we do. At the end of the day, we live hope. We breathe hope. You see, John, Trayvon Martin can't breathe, but you and I can. Mike Brown can't breathe, but you and I can. Laquan McDonald, Jordan Russell Davis, Sandra Bland, Eric Garner, Walter Scott, and on and on and on. They can't breathe, but you and I can. So as long as there's breath in our bodies, we must breathe hope. We must breathe life. We must breathe inspiration. We must affect lives and not infect lives. And so every day we can breathe, we must breathe and give back that which has been given to us.
Keith L. Brown, empowerment speaker and author of Chitlins. Early in life, Brown, Mr. I'm Possible, was identified as a special ed and at-risk student, primarily because he talked too much, was too hyper, and wanted to give all the answers. Ironically, these are a few of the same traits that made him a hit on the legendary Showtime at the Apollo and a contestant on the popular game show, The Family Feud. As one of the most sought-after speakers today, this Renaissance man also served as a legislative liaison, professional speechwriter, philanthropist, and energetic, enthusiastic professional MC. Brown is not your typical motivational speaker that stands behind a podium and attempts to move you with excellence with a series of eloquent words or self-voting. Brown specializes in working with young people and speaking in educational arenas. His focus is on helping others develop their own stepping stones and avoid stumbling blocks on their life journey. His message improves self-esteem and leaves individuals empowered to uplift themselves and others. I'm Johnny O. Henson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, Keith I'm Possible Brown, In Black America.
From students and scholars who are wearing the wristbands, the I'm Possible wristbands, saying, "You made a difference in my life." So I know at the end of the day, when I leave that stage with tears in my eyes, and when the thousands of young people have tears in their eyes, and educators have tears in their eyes, and parents have tears in their eyes, I know that I've made a difference. And I want them to leave with that I'm Possible message, not just on the surface, but deep down in the core of their being. So I know each and every day when I am relevant, when I am transparent, and when I give all that I can give, I know that I've accomplished something great, and that is to transform the life of our children and young people.
Keith L. Brown is a motivator focused on bringing people together by utilizing words, rhythm, and audience interaction to help all command respect using nurturing knowledge. His focus is on helping others develop their own stepping stones and avoid stumbling blocks on their life journey. His message improves self-esteem and leave individuals empowered to uplift themselves and others. Brown Discord has welcomed freshmen at college orientations, encouraged youth at congressional institutions, enlightened educators, and guided government officials. He has excited audiences at college events and has inspired religious communities, raised attention and finances for worthy causes. Early in life, Brown was identified as a special ed and at-risk student, primarily because he talked too much, was too hyper, and wanted to give all the answers. Surprisingly, these are a few of the same traits that made him one of the most sought-after professional speakers, consultants, and trainers today. Recently, In Black America spoke with the motivator of the millennium.
Well, thank you, sir, and I am definitely empowered, not devoured. Want to greet all of your listeners, and I'm pleased to be on with an individual who was named the best DJ in Texas and has been with KUT over 40 years. So I am delighted and ignited to be with you today, sir.
I appreciate everything. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where were you born and raised?
Well, sir, I was born in Savannah, Georgia, historic Savannah, Georgia, raised in Jamaica, Queens, New York. So I claim Savannah and Jamaica, Queens, New York as home. And now my wife and son and I, we all reside in Fayetteville, Georgia, which is right outside of Atlanta, Georgia. That's where we run the I'm Possible Institute and 2020 Enterprises.
Tell her, what was life like growing up in New York?
Well, it was truly a blessing. Most of my life, however, I was labeled special ed. I was labeled special ed and at risk and a potential menace to society. And there were those who sowed seeds into my life so I could go from being special ed to a specialty speaker, from at risk to taking risks and from being labeled a potential menace to society to dwell amongst men and women who will ace society. So I was quite fortunate to have those caregivers and those mentors who stepped in and who stepped up on behalf of my existence and who sharpened me and prepared me for what I'm doing today. As a matter of fact, one of my teachers told me, Keith L. Brown, you talk too much, and ironically, now I get paid to talk. So it was truly a blessing growing up in Jamaica, Queens, New York.
When did you realize you had this particular gift?
Well, actually, when I was a young boy, I can recall individuals in my family always telling me, boy, you're going to be a speaker, or boy, you're going to be a preacher. And early on, I just know that I love to talk. Whenever we had company, I would entertain the company. Whenever we were at a family reunion, I was talking. As a matter of fact, I remember my older siblings saying, Keith, stop showing off for everybody. So talking was always a part of my existence. And John, even when I was in special ed in school, I still had the gift to win the citywide speak out contest in middle school. I still had the gift to be the oratorical leader for doing Martin Luther King Jr. speeches and Abraham Lincoln speeches when I was in high school. So even when I was being labeled and mislabeled, and even when I was oppressed, suppressed, and depressed, the Creator still allowed me to use the gift that was on the inside, and that gift is effective communication. And so I do that every day under the banner, not impossible, I'm possible.
Speaking of special ed, do you think that designation is being used too often and educators are not understanding the special gifts and talents that these particular young people have?
Absolutely. I do think that it is being overused and overutilized, primarily with young men and boys of color. And so, of course, I fall right into that, being an African-American man, unapologetically black. And so I now travel around the world, around the country and around the world, telling young people, primarily young men of color, to keep your head up, to keep your pants up, to keep your grades up, to keep your purpose up. Never let anyone's negative opinion of you become your opinion of yourself, and never let anyone tell you what you can't do, especially if they've never done it. So I do feel in the educational system today, special ed and at risk and all of these other terminologies are being overutilized as it pertains, especially with our young black men of color. And what we must do to change that, if we would just be more relevant in the classroom, if we would engage them more, if we would enhance the student ambition gap, then we could enhance the student achievement gap. And so I live now to counteract all of those negative terms as I travel around the country and around the world in school systems, letting them know it's not impossible, it's I'm possible. I just got a tweet a few minutes ago on Keith L. Brown 1911. Someone just sent me a tweet about this same I'm possible journey. And so I'm getting tweets from all over the country, all over the world, and I'm tweeting back now that it's not what people call you. It's what you choose to answer to. Live with that I'm possible message, and that's what we do every day, and that's what you've been doing in Texas throughout your entire career, John. So that's what we promote every day at the I'm Possible Institute and 2020 Enterprise. It's not impossible, I'm possible.
How did you come up with the I'm Possible brand?
Well, I actually came up with the brand. As everyone knows, I'm Possible is a universal term, but no one is utilizing not impossible, I'm possible. And so you might have seen I'm possible out there because it's in a universal term. It's been quoted over and over again. But one day I was just sitting down at the computer and I was just playing with this word impossible, impossible. And you understand, I had an epiphany. And mm-hmm. That epiphany was, if you just take something small, like an apostrophe, because see, the little things count, John. See, at 211 degrees, water is hot. But at 212 degrees, it boils. And boiling produces steam. and steam can power a locomotive, and the difference between 211 and 212 is 1 degree. Well, that's something small, just like the apostrophe. And if our listeners, your listeners, would just take an apostrophe and put it between the I and the M, then they will have a huge impact, because impossible would then be I'm possible. And so what I did was I put the word not in front of impossible, so then we had not impossible, and then we manifested I'm possible, and we have made huge strides. It has paid huge dividends over the past decade, not only in America, but globally, where we serve communities on a global level. Not impossible, I'm possible.
I had an opportunity to view some of your videos. Why is it important for young people to see individuals such as yourself who's been there and done that?
Well, it is important because if they can see someone who looks like them, who comes from where they come from, who has been through some of what they're going through, then that is what we call relevance, because that's real hope. Because now I can answer the tough questions, and I can say that I've been there. I can say that I was in a class of 35, and I was pulled out and placed into a class of 7. And at that moment, I thought that I was small. I thought I was black. I thought I was small, black, and different. And I thought nobody cared or nobody understood. And then I was able to have individuals who sowed into my life, who planted positive seeds into my life, seeds, not weeds, that I was able to grow. And now I'm able to be transparent, John, and share my story with young people and families all across the globe. So it is extremely, extremely pivotal and vital for us as adults to be transparent enough and humble enough and courageous enough to share our stories with young people, many of whom have the same stories that we grew up with. And so it is very relevant, very powerful when I share my story, because once I share my story, they know that I'm real. They know that I am human, and they know that I sincerely care.
I understand. If you're just joining us, I'm Johnny O. Henson, Jr., and you're listening to In Black America from KUT Radio, and we're speaking with Keith L. Brown, Mr. I'm Possible. Mr. Brown, I understand that you're also a professional speechwriter.
I also write speeches for legislators. I also write speeches for individuals. I write speeches for agencies. Anyone who comes to the I'm Possible Institute, I will write speeches for them. As a matter of fact, we're about to have an awesome, awesome speakers boot camp coming up on April the 30th outside of Atlanta, Georgia. April the 30th at the I'm Possible Institute. You can definitely go to the website, www.keithlbrown.com, keithlbrown.com, or Facebook on Mr. I'm Possible, and you can see more details about that speaker's boot camp that we're going to have for individuals who want to sharpen their communication skills, for individuals who want to sharpen their business acumen, for anyone who wants to touch the lives of the masses like we do every day. That speaker's boot camp is for them. And so absolutely, not only do I speak, not only do I consult, I write. In other words, I believe, don't just think it, you got to ink it. And I believe that documentation beats communication. And so what we do is we train individuals to go out and inspire and empower. And that's what we do at the I'm Possible Institute. Once again, under the banner, not impossible, I'm possible. As a matter of fact, John, you need to tweet that today. Send me a tweet at Keith L. Brown 1911 that says, not impossible, I'm possible, because I know you felt the same way growing up in Detroit, where, incidentally, one of my mentors is Dr. Charles Wright, the late, great Dr. Charles Wright from the African-American Museum there in Great Detroit.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your latest publication entitled Chitlins.
Okay, well, Chitlins was one of our first peace offerings, and that goes way back over a decade.
Okay.
Creative, helpful, intuitive thoughts, lifting individuals naturally seeking. And, of course, when people hear the word chitlins, they think of that great Southern cuisine.
Right.
But that's not what we're talking about. Creative, helpful, intuitive thoughts, lifting individuals naturally seeking is a compilation of many different stories on leadership and spiritual transformation and enhancing your family, enhancing oneself, living one's purpose, because we believe that there are only two great days in one's life: when you were born and the day you discover why you were born. And so when you discover why you were born, that's called purpose. And when you know your purpose, then you can say I'm possible. And the reason it's entitled Chitlins is because just like the Southern cuisine, Chitlins, it's all in there, John. It's all in there. But our latest offering to the world is called Not Impossible, I'm Possible, which is our newest curriculum, and it is a relevant guide on leadership and life skills for students and families, and that includes a book, a student portfolio, so that students can comprehend what they read, and also a facilitator's guide. And that curriculum, I'm proud to say, is being adopted in school systems across the country and across the world. That is our newest curriculum.
Life has changed a lot since we were growing up. What are some of the obstacles our young people are facing that they're having difficulties with when you have an opportunity to speak with them?
Well, I know one of the main obstacles is low expectations.
Okay.
And they see that a lot. I'm talking about low expectations just from the standpoint of not only in schools, and I do have to give it up to educators right now, John, because I'm a former educator myself, and I know that educators and administrators and education support personnel, they work hard every single day to empower our young people. But it's more than just the educators. We have a program called the PEP Rally. That's P-E-P, Pupils, Educators, and Parents.
Right.
And so what we do with that PEP Rally, we go into schools and we enhance the lives of pupils through high expectations, because no one can high jump if the bar is set too low. So we have high expectations, and we go in with relevant, real messages of hope, and we teach, and we inspire, and we empower. So after we're done empowering the young people, the pupils, by letting them know we're going to need reading over ringtones, textbooks over text messages, less bling bling, and some more graduation rings. And so that's what we do. We give them more values and less valuables. So that's the first obstacle, is having high expectations. And then the E in PEP Rally stands for educators. And we empower educators by showing them how to be more relevant, giving them innovative teaching strategies, differentiating the instruction. And so we go in and we empower those educators. And then the third, the last P, stands for what?
Parents.
Because we bring the entire community together, because we know it takes parental involvement. And so we promote high expectations in the home, and we let parents know when it comes to your young people and your children, don't ask if you're going to college. Ask what college are you going to. And so we promote that message all over the country, and we promote the high expectations. We know that social media is another obstacle, because what does that do? Social media, while it is positive, it also causes our young people not to communicate as much. So now they're just texting all the time. And you know, when you and I were coming up, we communicated. We talked to each other face to face. We rode our bicycles in the neighborhood. We played outside. But now everyone's inside and texting and in their own video games. So some of the obstacles that we did not face, they are facing today. They are facing so much trash on television. When I was growing up, when you were growing up, they basically had, what, 3 or 4 channels.
And it went
off. Now they have 3,000 channels. So it is our responsibility to go in, be real, be relevant, be transparent, to help them navigate the obstacles that they face every day. So at the end of the day, they too can say, not impossible, I'm possible. And when they graduate, they can say the tassel was worth the hassle.
Since you mentioned PrEP, tell us about Identity Theft 101.
Oh, man. The Identity Theft 101 is a program that we run to help our young people get their identities back. As adults, when we face identity theft, it affects our credit score. It affects our purchasing power. It affects our not only our civil rights, but our silver rights as well.
Right.
When we talk about identity theft with young people, we understand that many forms of society is taken the young people's identity. And we're talking about the REEL now, because when they go to the television, they see so many negative images of themselves on videos, so many negative images of themselves. And so that's the R-E-E-L. So what we do is we want to give them their authentic identities back, where they are prospects, not suspects, where they can be off the chain and not in the chains. We tweet every day at Keith L. Brown 1911, be off the chain, not in the chains. You are a prospect, not a suspect. And so giving them their identities back in the R-E-A-L, education, academic excellence, leadership, and we let them know that all of the negative images you see on television, it's for a reason. They call it television because it's telling a vision it wants you to see, but it's not real. But in the R-E-A-L, you are a leader. In the R-E-A-L, you are a scholar. In the R-E-A-L, you are definitely worth it. You are somebody special. And so that's how we give them their identities back and counteract all the negative images they see in the media and otherwise.
I understand. If you're just joining us, I'm Johnny O. Henson Jr., and you're listening to In Black America from KUT Radio, and we're speaking with Keith L. Brown, Mr. I'm Possible. Mr. Brown, how do we combat the term at risk?
Okay, well, first of all, we can simply combat the term at risk by letting them know you're not youth at risk, you are youth at promise.
Okay.
I'm working in many school districts across the country right now, whether it be the state of Wisconsin, that's been labeled one of the worst states in America for educating African-American children in there. And a lot of school districts I work with in Wisconsin are combating that, working with our young people, attempting to empower them. Whether I'm in North Carolina working with a group of young black males, or Georgia or New York, wherever I am in our great nation, I am working to tell them you are not at risk, you are youth at promise. In other words, we need to change the label. It's simple as that, John. We have to change the label, change the paradigm, change the conversation, because you and I both know once you start labeling the young people in the right way, they will step up to the labels that we give them. They will step up to the expectations that we set forth for them. And so we have these four affirmations that we tell young people across the world to say: I love myself, I believe in myself, I'm proud of myself, and I'm a genius. And we know once you start to love yourself, you begin to treat yourself differently. We know when you say, I believe in myself, your academics start to rise, your character starts to rise, your leadership starts to rise. We know when you say, I'm proud of myself, you have put the work in that it takes to be proud. And finally, when you can exclaim, I'm a genius, you understand that there's a gene in us, and that gene is called greatness, and it is our responsibility to pull it out. And so that's what we do every day at the I'm Possible Institute and 2020 Enterprises. Not at-risk youth, but youth at promise.
Take us to the nerve of you have the nerve to serve.
Oh, yes, you must have the nerve to serve. And we talk to young people about serving because at the end of the day, we must all be servant leaders. John, you are a servant leader. Every day you're on the radio and off the radio, you're a servant leader. Every day I'm mentoring in both formal and informal settings, I am a servant leader. My son, Keon, who's an awesome student ambassador, scholar ambassador at the Savannah State University, I let him know you must have the nerve to serve. And as adults, we must have the nerve to serve, because today, with a different type of young people that we're serving, it takes nerve. It takes heart. It takes courage. And so I'm calling on the adults to have the nerve to serve, primarily fathers. I'm talking about fathers. I'm calling for more men across the country to stand up in your neighborhoods, stand up in your communities. I'm calling for men to go to the schools. Don't just send the mothers to the PTA meeting. The PTA meeting needs to be packed with men of purpose, men of destiny. And that's when I believe our entire situation will change, because mothers and women always show up. But now we need more of our men to have the nerve to serve. And we do that every day. We do that with the South Fulton Arrow Youth Council, a compilation of powerful young people of purpose. We do that with the Omega Mentoring Program. We do that right here in Atlanta, and not only in Atlanta, across the country and across the world. So, John, I'm calling on all of your listeners, each day, touch a child. Each day, inspire a young person. Each day, expand, enhance, and impact a family. Have the nerve to serve.
You're on college campuses around the country.
Absolutely.
Are you seeing African-American males in equal numbers associated with their female counterparts?
Well, no, we're still not there. We're still not there, but I am encouraged because when I visit many HBCUs, and you're a graduate of a HBCU yourself, so when I go to our HBCUs, I am encouraged and empowered to see more young black men attending colleges, HBCUs, PWIs, which are predominantly white institutions. And not only are these young men of purpose, not only are they attending, they are leaders. And so that is very important. We will always have our segment of society that does not want to step up. But I always let those young people of purpose know, once again, have the nerve to serve and feed the need to lead. So when I visit college campuses like I do annually, so many of them annually, I am encouraged, I am inspired, and I am hopeful because we are definitely building the next generation of servant leaders that are going to build legacy, not only for the African-American community, but the universal community at large. So I'm definitely hopeful when I visit our colleges and universities as I see an increase in the enrollment of young black males and young men of color across the world.
Mr. Brown, I also understand that you're a co-founder of Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Well, I actually was in a book with Mr. Jack Canfield, who's the co-founder of Chicken Soup for the Soul. We did a book together called Conversations on Success, Jack Canfield and I and some other powerful speakers and authors. And so we did that. So I've had the opportunity to work with that Chicken Soup for the Soul brand, and that's been awesome. And so it's been very fruitful to work with that brand as well and just to expand the inspiration and the hope, because at the end of the day, this is what we do. At the end of the day, we live hope. We breathe hope. You see, John, Trayvon Martin can't breathe, but you and I can. Mike Brown can't breathe, but you and I can. Laquan McDonald, Jordan Russell Davis, Sandra Bland, Eric Garner, Walter Scott, and on and on and on. They can't breathe, but you and I can. So as long as there's breath in our bodies, we must breathe hope. We must breathe life. We must breathe inspiration. We must affect lives and not infect lives. And so every day we can breathe, we must breathe and give back that which has been given to us.
Why is it important for young people to understand that there's a global marketplace out there and they shouldn't limit themselves to what's happening here in the United States?
Well, you know, the bottom line with that is I tell young people across the nation, live local, but think global.
Mm-hmm.
We can tweet that. I'll tweet that today on Keith L. Brown 1911. Live local, but think global, because we do not just live in the American marketplace. We live in a global marketplace, and it might be that you have to go overseas to be employed. It might be that you have to learn many languages, be bilingual, to compete in the global marketplace. And we want to emphasize to our young people that you are global citizens. It's not just about America. We are proud of America. This is our country. But we want to prepare our young people to be able to compete on a global marketplace.
Keith L. Brown, empowerment speaker and author of Chitlins. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to future In Black America programs, email us at jhanson@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Remember to like us on Facebook and to follow us on Twitter. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.